The Bible has dozens of different characters, but there's only one main character. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Have you ever watched a movie for the second or third or 100th time and still noticed details you missed before? The Bible can be like that. At first, it can feel like a collection of separate stories: Noah, Moses, David, Esther, Daniel, and so many others. But the more you read, the more you start to notice connections. Today's Devo explores how the entire Bible fits together. It's called Everything Points to Jesus by Christiana Albrecht. Have you ever heard that everything in the Bible points to Jesus? That seems kind of weird, doesn't it? How can it be all about someone who isn't even named until the last quarter of the book? True, the Old Testament is sprinkled with prophecies about the Messiah. It's easy enough to link these to Jesus Christ, but there's still a lot that seems irrelevant. Chapters and chapters are filled with the story of the nation of Israel. What does that have to do with Jesus? When we start into the New Testament, Matthew summarizes Jesus' ancestry. Right off, we see several of the big names from the Old Testament: Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Ruth, Jesse, David, Solomon, Hezekiah, etc., etc. And that's our first link. But then, after the Christmas story recounts the events of Jesus' birth, we get into the life of Christ with his escape to Egypt, return to Israel, baptism, and temptation in the desert. It looks like we've left the Old Testament far behind. But wait, where have we seen Egypt before? Way back in Genesis, the Israelites escaped to Egypt when there is a famine. Later in Exodus, God led them out of Egypt through Moses. And then what? They spent 40 years in the desert as their children grew up. But even as God sustained his people, they gave in to temptation, rejecting him and worshiping other gods. And Jesus? After escaping to Egypt from the murderous King Herod, he returns, grows up, and spends 40 days in the desert. Coincidence? Maybe not. When the devil tempts him, every answer Jesus gives comes straight from the book of Deuteronomy. These two Egypt stories link with an Old Testament prophet's word. Hosea 11:1 says, "I called my son out of Egypt." In Genesis 12:1-3, Israel was chosen by God to be his representative on earth, to bless all the people of the world. Though Israel fell far short, God didn't give up. At just the right time, Jesus came. Fully God and fully human, he is the only one who could be God's flawless representative. Jesus succeeded where Israel had failed, and he gave up his own life so that all who trust in him could be forgiven and become part of God's eternal family. It's one story, culminating in Christ's resurrection, of God revealing his love to all the world. So what does this story make you think of? The Bible was written by lots of different people in lots of different times and places. How does looking through the lens of the gospel, the good news about Jesus, help us see how it all fits together? Can you think of any other times Jesus mirrored or fulfilled the Old Testament? Now, as you and I can read in John 5:39, Jesus said, "You search the scriptures because you think they give you eternal life, but the scriptures point to me." And dig deeper in your Bible for more in Matthew 5:17-19, Luke 24:27, and verses 44-45, and John 3:16-17 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. If you've been reading your Bible and the Unlocked Devo every day, well, keep it up. July's prize pack is maybe waiting for you. This month, you could win a Neato Nice Ice Baby, a Neato Nice Cube Glow, and an Unlocked Journal and Highlighter set. So don't miss it. Go to unlocked.org/summer to learn more. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Why the shortest verse in the Bible is one of the most important verses for our grief. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.